Can I turn? Keep going. We're listening. We are listening.
Can I turn his mic on?
No,
I
can't. Well, it's all right that way. But no, but just you know, I didn't see it going anywhere.
Right,
so
right.
I broke up with her, and so I broke up with her. But now she called me like every other day, and now since football's going on, we hang out to watch football and stuff.
Sure.
But what happens every time is because we go drinking together, watching football.
Yep.
When she always, well, she's the one always inviting me to go hang out, but then she ends up like halfway through the day after drinking, she ends up yelling at me, insulting me about, I don't know, pick something.
Anything and everything.
And I don't know. I love hanging out with her, but I just don't know what to do because she's good to me, but I just don't know how to deal with it.
When you guys hang out and go drinking and watch football, does anything physical happen after that, or does it always end in a fight?
Well, sometimes it's, well, maybe one out of every three times it's ended up as a good night, but the other two times, about halfway through the day, she just ends up yelling at me.
When you guys are hanging out, do you act boyfriend and girlfriendy still?
See, I say no, but everyone else says yes. Because I'm just sitting there watching TV, and then I just butt in on conversations every once in a while.
I'm sure she's just having a hard time being just your friend, and so when you drink, that's going to make her mad.
You're giving her mixed signals.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and that's the vibe I'm kind of getting, because every once in a while, like, some of the people that we're hanging out with will come over and be like, hey, you two are in love.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what? And I'm just sitting there watching, like, the Rams game or Niners lose or the Seahawks lose or something.
Mike just mumbled up from his massage chair, what's anger?
Anger's hurt, sadness,
and sad,
fear.
Yeah. And right. So I she's think sad. That she's just sad.
And hurt.
You know,
and
hurt because.
And drunk.
Hurt because you ended it with her. Sad because she sounds like, I'm sure she still wants to be with you. You know,
yeah.
and you just want to be friends. So maybe that's not a good thing right now.
Yeah, because I've never done anything mean to her except for the fact that I broke up with her.
Well, yeah. But you broke her heart. So she's like, well, why would he hang out with me unless he had feelings for him?
Because he's an emotional terrorist, like all men are, and really like all women are.
Yeah, you just have to.
Emotional vampire.
You know, but the problem is that she's always calling me and texting me. But when Sunday comes up, that's our thing.
That's the day.
We love football together.
Well, it's not your thing anymore if you're not in a relationship.
Give her some space.
No, but because of her, she's such a football pro. I win money on gambling on football. She's so good at it, dude. Like, she never loses.
You're being selfish.
Well, you're being selish. Really?
You're being selfish. All right, Tris Dog.
Can't
we
have
love
your cake and eat it, too.
All right, pal.
I'll email you later. Wood.
Have at it, man.
Maybe get a bookie.
Later.
Maybe get a bookie.
You got
look at
M1.
The phone lines right now.
I got M1 Sean on the phone.
Oh, I miss
Hello?
Him.
Hi.
I miss him so much.
What?
Not that Sean.
Oh.
This is
Sean calling in.
This is one of the Tipsy Crows.
Oh.
What's up, dude?
What happened? You delusional yet or what, man?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, we're gonna stop by. I think a little bit later.
Good.
The guys from the team are gonna try and come down there.
Please do. I'd love to see the
come
crows.
By.
You guys can. I'll see if it's cool
it's,
if you guys
it's your,
can come
it's your
the
baseball
studio.
Team.
My baseball team. There. Yeah, you guys can actually.
Friends and family get to come.
Friends and family, you guys get to come up to the studio and hang. So text me when you get here and I'll come down and get you.
All right, man.
All right,
see
brother.
You guys in a little bit.
See ya.
Bye.
I've got, here we go. M1 Slope Walker has a big relationship question for Woods. Go ahead.
What up, Woods? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Look at Woods. He's sitting so comfortably in Mike's chair.
He's lounging in the captain's chair.
I'm loving
you
it.
You are the best, man.
Oh, thank you.
Here's the deal. I got a doozy. A real doozy.
Okay, a doozy. I like doozies.
I've been married for 6 years.
Okay.
That is a big doozy.
The past couple years have been pretty rocky.
Yep.
She's kind of had one foot out the door the whole time. And your boy's been trying to put it together and trying to keep it together for a long time.
Sure.
And, finally, I had to let her go.
You let her go?
Well, I had to let her go her own way.
And did she go?
Like, oh, she did. She packed up. She moved out.
That sucks, man. Sorry.
Well, we got a kid together, too.
Oh, that's even worse.
How old?
2.5.
Oh,
he's the best.
Sure.
He's my boy. He's my boy.
Why did she want to go her own way?
Well, I think, we got married young. Real young.
Sure.
And I think, you know, along the way, we kind of grew and, you know, at times I was working hard and she was doing other things. We kind of grew apart a little bit. I don't know. But the deal is now. We've been away for a couple months. I've been doing my thing. She's enjoying hers. You know, I still love the girl a lot.
Sure, of course. Can't help but to.
Now, she had this situation where she's kind of finding out the grass wasn't greener on the other side.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And she's calling me back now. And I'm just, I'm cautious, man.
This hits close to home for me, man, because, you know, my wife's in the studio right now.
Okay.
And we, about a year ago...
Mike is physically moving Woods out of his chair.
We, about a year ago, had this similar situation.
Mike!
I'm right in the middle of some serious advice.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Okay, just one second.
Just
he'll be right back.
Just a minute.
No, tell Mikey we met in church. I mean, that was a big deal, too.
Was your wife... Did she give you a reason why she was leaving? Did she just want space, or was there someone else?
It was, you know, it was always something. It was, you work too much, you drink too much. It was always something I did. And I did everything I could to fix it. If I worked too much, I stopped working so much. Yeah. If I weighed so much, you know, I went on a diet. I took care of some business. If I drank too much, I stopped drinking.
But here's the deal, dude. If she's calling you back.
Yeah.
If she's calling you back, you know, Jamie and I went through this. And it sucks. And it was the worst. And I'll tell you what. Give it a shot.
Well,
give it a shot.
But I want to know how to be guarded.
Don't,
I mean,
you can't.
This is the girl I'm having love with.
You can't be,
but
man. But I think
it's your wife still.
It's your wife still, and you've got a kid together. I think you'd do anything at all costs to make it work. And I think if she really wants in, I mean, you got to be able to gauge kind of her seriousness. And
amongst anonymity here, here's the bombshell. I found out she was hooked up with some dude.
Yep.
Kind of drinking at a bar, some kind of thing. And got knocked up.
Oh, boy. That's a different story.
Oh, boy.
That's a different story.
End up not going through with it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I got it.
Naturally, it kind of naturally just kind of fizzled out.
Okay.
But she was scared.
Oh,
and
got
it. I think that's why she called me. So.
Dude,
sorry,
I know.
This
is your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were separated.
Yes.
And she had left him.
And then when she was out one night,
something happened
with another
guy. Went down. I'm not too mad about that. I mean, things happen, you know. I mean, we were all in separate ways, kind of a deal. I can be a grown-up about that. What I want to know is this not just a situation of...
Is she only coming back because she was scared?
Right.
Exactly, because I don't need that.
Well, I mean, you don't need to take her back immediately. Can't you, like, just maybe start hanging out slowly, hang out with the kid every once in a while, and just see how it goes over the next, like, couple months?
I'm thinking, like, that's where that should go, because I think it deserves the effort.
Yeah, absolutely. She's still your wife.
I can't be angry with her about it, but
I got a question.
I want to know, like, you know, what's the best way to approach this?
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
What's going to be different?
Wow. On my side, a lot of things. I don't know about hers.
That's a problem, man. See,
on my side,
I say fast forward the tape. Fast forward the tape.
Well, he's trying to.
Yeah, fast forward
the tape.
Something
that I've learned, what I think I've come out of this is, if I want to make a relationship work, is whether I'm married or dating, I need to treat, you know, every situation kind of like the first date, where you do dress up. You are your best behavior. You are trying your best. I think that's important.
Well, you know, dude, if you feel you have to do that every day, it doesn't make for a really great existence for you, man. And you know, I think the best thing about some of our wives and husbands and significant others is that, you know, they kind of love us for who we are, you know, you always want to give 100% of yourself every day, man. But, you know, with this girl, you know, and it surprised me to hear Mike say that because, I mean, you're a pretty staunch advocate, Mike, of sticking together.
Yeah, I am. But if they weren't divorced and she got pregnant, then
that's not divorced.
Mikey, we met in church, dude. I mean, it was supposed to be.
That doesn't matter, dude. Christians are the dirtiest, creepiest people I've ever met.
They can be. Absolutely.
They can be just as dirty and just as creepy. You know, I mean, listen, the divorce rate is just as high amongst Christians as anyone else.
Yeah.
And you know, so listen. If you're going to bring that into it, you know, my analogy that I always give with it is the way that you know. And then I tell anybody this, they say, well, how do I know? Okay. I'm dating somebody. How do I know that they're not full of it? How do I know that the person that I'm dating you'll hear this from a lot of guys. You'll hear this from a lot of girls. I'm dating these guys. They just say one thing, and then it turns out they're cheating on me. It turns out they're doing this, they're doing that. I'll tell you how you know. The way that you know is the same way that you would know if you're walking through the jungle with somebody. And you see it, and you see a tree. And one of you says, I wonder what type of tree that is. And you go, I don't know, it looks like a banana tree. And, you know, from the looks of this banana tree, it's gorgeous. I mean, it's got these beautiful leaves, and it just looks beautiful. Well, what you got to do is you got to kind of pull those leaves aside. And if you actually see bananas, it's a banana tree.
Right.
But if you don't see any bananas, then all it is a phony. So until you actually see the bananas is when you know it's a banana tree. It can say whatever it wants. And your wife, I don't know what her name is, she can say whatever she wants. But until she's actually producing bananas, then it's not any good, man.
Yeah, dude. Mikey, and you know, the interesting thing, brother, is that Mikey gave me that advice. I was not producing bananas, dude.
Right.
I wasn't. And
there's some things I could do better. You know, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah. I got to say this about Woods. He is now. I mean, Woods has, you rewind the tape on Woods a year ago, because I talked to him a year ago.
Exactly a year ago.
Different human being. 100% different human being. I mean, the guy has just changed so much from who he used to be.
I met him, for sure.
Yeah. And it's been an amazing process to see. And his wife can see, when she pulls those leaves apart, that there's actual bananas.
Dude, you didn't get worse than me. You just didn't. You know, I just wasn't a good dude. And you know, to sum it up, I mean, I would have never had her back had I kept with the lip service. You know, she's got to make that effort too, man. And she may be coming back because she's scared, but I'd say, give it a shot, get into counseling, do something, you know?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Good luck. Thank you, guys, dude. Love you guys.
See you, brother.
Seriously, love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, dude. I like this advice stuff. I love this stuff.
It's fun.
M1 Rafael from Cardiff. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Got a little issue here.
Okay.
I don't know how to say it. Because it's a little embarrassing, but I feel like my old lady, you know, my special lady, you know, she only does like one thing, you know?
No.
She only does one thing in the bedroom. You
know? She only does one thing in the bedroom?
Wait, watch what you say.
Yeah, be careful.
Real, real careful.
Be very careful.
I'm trying to be careful here. And, well, let me just put it to you this way. She, you ever seen a dead fish?
Oh.
What?
Oh,
yes, I've seen a dead fish.
We just ate a dead lobster.
I feel like I'm crawling on top of a dead fish every night.
Oh,
that's sweet.
Oh my goodness,
that's really sweet.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. No.
How would I get you wrong? I think you've been very clear. How could I possibly get you wrong when really there's only one way to get you?
Dr. Ruth?
I'm trying to be nice to you, you know. I don't want to get explicit.
No, I understand. You sound very relaxed. Are you just nude with an acoustic guitar and
Woods?
Matthew McConaughey or a couple drums?
Sitting there with a couple of bongo drums and a marijuana cigarette or
Is this your wife or your girlfriend?
She's my wife.
All right. Yeah, so you're saying that she's not
ambitious?
She's not ambitious.
The thrill is gone. It sounds like.
She's not very imaginative.
She's not imaginative like
did she used to be?
I mean, no.
So why are you upset now if that's who you married?
Well, you know, at first it was kind of cute, you know?
You're like, oh, I can teach her and whatnot.
Yeah. But it's gotten kind of old, you know. And I've tried to be imaginative, but I just feel like...
You sound like one of the most imaginative people. I mean, honestly, it's like talking to Willy Wonka.
Mikey.
Don't take this the wrong way, but do you watch a lot of porn?
Oh.
I mean, what's a lot?
Enough to having to ask that, I think. When they ask the question, maybe it's...
Yeah, if you have to say how much is a lot, it's probably a lot.
Oh, boy.
What is a lot?
They need a coach.
All right, I was going to say, can we turn Jay's mic off on this one? Well, here's what I do.
Well, dude, I think that you have an issue, and I think that what you need to do is communicate with your wife what you want.
Yeah.
Have you done that? Have you told her what you want?
Yeah, you know, I'm like, baby, you know, maybe tonight you can, like...
Do you tell her like this? Listen, I got to ask you, and I want you to be completely honest with me. Have you smoked a marijuana cigarette this evening? Have you? Be honest. Don't... What?
No.
Okay.
This evening, no.
Are you on Valium?
Are you on 400 to 500 milligrams of Valium?
4 to 5, no.
1 to 2. But...
2 to 3?
Are you on any kind of substance or opiate?
Like sedative?
Quaalude, sedative, cough medicine.
Syrup.
Codeine. Klonopin. Xanax.
Oh my gosh.
Are you on any sort of relaxation sort of tranquilizer? Special K. Horse pills.
You just need to talk to your wife and just be sweet about it. Not like this.
Not like this.
How's he supposed just, to do? I mean, hello, my baby.
No, no, but just be like, don't even be like, babe, can we talk about something? Just bring it up.
Wait. Isn't there an irony, though, in a guy that talks like this saying that he wishes that his wife were more exciting? Isn't there a little bit of irony in that? That he's like, how come you can't?
We didn't let him finish. Is he on anything right now?
Are you on anything right now?
Sitting on a chair.
Okay.
I'm sitting on
He's
a chair.
He's on a chair. But I do think that there's an irony in a guy that's like, I really want you to be crazy.
Yeah.
Tonight.
No, I don't.
Tonight it's like Michelob. Tonight.
I don't think so.
You don't think
so? You can be that way and still be a freak.
I'm a freak, baby.
I'm a real freak.
I'm a freak and I'm freaking on you. I'm freaking you.
You're freaking me.
And you're freaking me.
It'd almost be scary if he was like, hey, babe! Like, yeah.
Couldn't he be like, so listen, you know, I want to talk to you about something. You know, I think there's irony. I do see an irony in it.
A slight, yeah.
But I do think that you just talk to her really honestly and, get you know, communicate your feelings about your lovemaking.
Hey, you buy a book. Watch a video.
Kama Sutra?
Like what kind of words I would use, because you know, sometimes I use the wrong word and she gets upset, you know?
Yes.
You have to approach it real delicately.
Delicately. You probably don't want to use the dead fish thing. You probably don't want to go there.
I would never say that again.
I would never let those words emanate from your stoic lips.
Maybe she doesn't feel very sexy because you don't make her feel sexy.
Maybe you don't make her feel sexy.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference.
Maybe it's his fault.
No. If he's like, babe, you look smoking hot tonight. Like, you look
like,
really
great.
Good.
I'm going to go lay in bed and to have your way.
Then she'll feel like a lot better about herself and more confident.
Yeah. And if he says things like, sure do lay around like a dead fish, then what kind of confidence is she going to have?
Yeah. Hey, babe. So are we just going to go do the dead fish thing again?
You just lay there?
Play cadaver again?
Dead
cadaver!
Fish.
So, babe, you up for another game of morgue tonight?
I'm the mortician. I'll play the mortician. You be the dead body on the slab.
Great.
Perfect. I can't wait.
You can just be a rug, and I'll just lay down.
Yeah. Hey, babe, we're going to play... polar bear rug again tonight.
Aww.
You're the polar bear and I'm just taking a nap.
He'd be stoked if she was a polar bear.
I bet you porn has something to do with it.
It does. I bet.
I guarantee you.
Dude, I'm telling you, I wage a war against porn. I think porn's bad. I think it's bad for dudes. I think it.
I've waged many a wars to porn too, and I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
Where's your wife? I need to see her face when you say things like that.
Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal. It gets so old. It gets so old.
What does?
Porn.
Well, that's why people keep finding...
Oh, dude, it does.
Yeah, it's so boring.
That's why people keep finding...
It is. The last time you watched some?
Yesterday.
Oh, it sounds like it's just such a bore.
Snore.
But it was terrible. It was like it was a beating. It was like, you know what it was like? It was like having to get out of bed and take a shower is what it was like. Woo! It was no fun. Oh, I'm dizzy. Oh, thank you so much. True. I'm telling you.
If it's no fun, then why were you watching it yesterday?
Because it was like something had to be done.
He's
and
doing maintenance, cleaning the pipes.
It was like shaving.
Oh my gosh, what you guys?
It was like shaving, and it was just wasn't great. Just wasn't into it.
Well, now your wife is back. You don't have to worry about any of that.
Exactly. She can get it real good.
Oh.
Maybe we take a different type of question, Steers.
Yeah, the lines are jam packed.
Hey,
right
Rafael,
now.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Good luck.
Good luck to you. Luck.
Maybe a counselor.
Maybe you tell her she's hot.
Yeah.
Maybe lay off the porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about giving it up myself.
Are you?
Get it down once or twice a week.
You know, baby steps.
You got to start small, Mike.
Well, what's the deal if it's so boring and dumb and whatever?
Because sometimes it just has to be done.
Yeah, but you have a wife.
Sometimes she's not home. She works long hours.
You don't need pornography.
Well, baby steps is better than no steps.
Okay, fine. So hey, listen, I'm down with baby steps then, dude.
Yep.
Down it's with boring. Baby steps. Last night I was boring.
No, you can stop.
Can I?
So,
what else is on the line?
What?
I'm not going to say.
No, go ahead.
Careful, Jay.
I know my wife. I know she just got in the car, so... You know, your wife doesn't want it as much as you want to give it, does she?
Well, if she doesn't, then she should. And if you don't want it as much as she does, then you should. That's kind of the deal.
See, I always want it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of the deal. Guys want it a lot. And, you know, she should let you.
Oh, wow.
And you should let her.
Well, she should if she want wants it. To.
Yeah. And if it isn't...
Help her feel like she wants to.
Yeah. And if it isn't sexy, then make it sexy. You know what I mean?
I'm bringing
Lots
sexy back.
Lots of candles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me giggle.
Hey, man. Candles? When girls like, you know, sexy romance, do sexy romance.
It kind of makes me giggle when like, if there's, like, too much, if it's, like, overdone, like, the sexy stuff, I'm like...
Well, there once was passion, so he knows what makes her tick, so...
I don't think there was passion. That. He said it's never been that great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was in the chair getting a massage. Missed that part.
How was your massage?
Oh, my God.
It was great.
Can we, like, I mean...
It was so great.
You were so
Who's good. The magic fingers over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, can we tell people how to get a hold
yes.
of you?
Yes.
My name's
Morrissey.
Morrissey?
Morrissey?
Marcy.
Tomorrow.
Can you come to my house tomorrow?
Yeah. Can you maybe be there Saturday? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have a website?
Hey, babe.
I have a website,
yeah. Babe, maybe we have her over to the house Saturday.
Oh, perfect.
I mean, like hour-long sessions?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a table or do you only do the chair?
I do table.
Oh, yeah, I want the table. And
just magic fingers.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you right now that... Within a couple of days, this is what you're going to be hearing at my place. How's that pressure?
It's great. It's fun.
And then you hear,
wah! I block it out. Just let me know if you want me to concentrate on any particular place.
Did you want the lavender oil or the enchilada oil? Mr. Esparza.
Did you really need to ask?
You have enchilada oil?
It's new.
Cayenne pepper. They're making enchilada oil now?
Yeah,
that's one of the funniest things I've ever
I
heard.
I don't want to be presumptuous, but I saw your last name.
Oh, yeah.
Try it.
No. I appreciate it.
What I'm doing now is I'm laying hot tamale husks on your back.
I'll take the enchilada oil. I'll try that.
Just so you know, if I come back next time,
uh-huh.
We're working on jalapeno oil. I'm sorry, jalapeno oil.
Yeah, because the first time he said it, I didn't really understand.
Yeah. I know you like to say things the right way.
I said, yeah.
Even though you speak no Spanish whatsoever.
Yes, I'll take the jalapeno. The enchilada. Enchilada
green
oil.
Green or red?
Does it make a difference? Yeah, yeah. Which is, what's the difference, really?
Oh, there's a difference. I'm surprised you don't know.
I don't. Is one of them, like, hotter than the other one? Or?
One of them is definitely spicier than the other.
Would you like the refried bean mask that you do? It opens the pores,
guacamole.
It is delightful.
I don't have to ask you twice about the avocado scrub.
It's actually a guacamole scrub.
You know, I don't mean to. I don't mean to be offended or anything, but you know, I don't even speak Spanish.
But your last name is Esparza.
It is. It is. But it's unusual that you're presuming that I would want.
Well, my last name's Gonzalez, and when you booked the appointment, you said, "Hello, Ms. Gonzalez."
So I did. No. Well, excuse me, Ms. Gonzalez, but Ms. Gonzalez, but I just said your name normally. You know, the music is a little loud. Is there any way that you could just turn the music up or turn the music down just a little? You just turned it up.
Only if you can ask me in Spanish.
I don't know how to speak Spanish. Is this like an all Hispanic?
No, I was just trying to cater to my clients.
I understand, but I don't want a bean mask.
You don't have to have the bean mask.
A queso callus remover?
I don't want a queso callus remover. I don't want a bean mask. I don't want to. To be honest with you, I said yeah to the enchilada oil, but I just want regular oil.
So you're telling me you prefer the lavender?
I'd actually rather have
a lavender. What I'm doing now is scrubbing your feet with ground up tortilla chips. It's what it's going to do. It's going to get the dead skin right off.
Is that?
It's like pumice stone, but for Latino.
Okay, wait. I don't need a special.
Are you sure?
Don't you?
I actually don't. I mean, my skin is just
don't
like every.
You can eat the leftovers.
See, I think that's where you're mistaken, though. You see, my feet are just like anyone else's. Okay. So you can put whatever pumice stone that you would use on other clients with me.
I need to break it in half so it's more proportionate.
It's your tiny foot.
Ever eat so much you're going to vomit? Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. We got a lot of people on hold want to ask questions. Let's see. Oh, hey, we got an interview with Catherine. Catherine is one of the moms who has experienced Alexis Place. The toddler school program, the same toddler school program that my son Jake went through. And let's talk to Catherine. Catherine, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very good. You are the mother of Matthew, a four-year-old boy with autism.
Correct.
Who is currently in Alexis Place Toddler School Program.
Yes.
How long has Matthew been there?
Well, they started the new session August, so he's been in the program since August of this year.
Okay, cool. And what have you thought of it so far?
Oh, my gosh. I think the word that comes to mind is probably fantastic.
Yeah.
Followed by a bunch of wonderfuls and awesomes and terrific. It's a great place for kiddos on the spectrum to go and see that social role modeling and see typical peers and how they develop so that they can emulate and copy what they're seeing, which so many of these kids on the spectrum really need to work with, because a lot of times academically they're very squared away, but the social engagement piece is so key, and that's what Alexa Place does for these kids.
Yeah, and that was my son. That was Jake, and like Catherine said, Jake was in the toddler program with a lot of kids that were typical kids, and he did. He got to see exactly how it is that he can socialize, and it was pretty awesome.
It, it is fantastic.
What did you notice with your son Matthew that was different, and how old was he when you noticed that something was different?
Well, the background I'm going to give you is that I am a first grade teacher, and I also have my background in special ed. I have a master's degree in special ed. So I was fully aware of a lot of different disabilities and when they display themselves. But at the age of one, when he wasn't talking and he wasn't pointing to things or labeling things, I became very apprehensive because he met all of his typical developmental milestones. He walked early, he crawled on time, he sat up on time, did everything that he was supposed to be doing. But come a year, he was not talking, he wasn't even mumbling or even making single sounds. And so up to that point, my husband and I, both being educators, and our families had labeled and given him so much language, and we were concerned because he wasn't responding and he wasn't saying anything. So he was diagnosed formally at the age of 18 months. We went to our pediatrician. We asked for the referral. We were very strong in our opinions. And because he was a boy, we kept hearing, well, he'll get it. He's just a little bit delayed. He'll get it. And in the heart of my, in my heart of hearts as a mom, I knew that it was more than just being a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And with the experiences that I've had as a teacher, I just knew that I wanted to get him diagnosed. And so he was formally diagnosed at 18 months at Children's Hospital at Rady's. And he has been in therapy since that point. He has speech and OT, of course, at Rady's, plus he's doing Alexa Place and so many other therapies. It's just unbelievable.
And OT is occupational therapy for people.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's all right.
He does do OT, which is occupational therapy, because a lot of kiddos on the spectrum sometimes need extra help with fine motor, holding a pencil, cutting papers, things that we assume kids pick up developmentally. But for kids on the spectrum, holding a piece of paper and cutting a circle is a very difficult task. And so he goes to OT, or occupational therapy, to help him with his fine motor skills, balancing, things like grasping, doing two-handed things, tying his shoe, lacing beads, because that's something that is not a task that comes easy to Matthew. And so the OT has really helped to develop that. And they do a lot of that at Alexa Place as well. They do a lot of sensory things within their classroom. They have a sensory center, and they get to do things like play with shaving cream, with glitter and pumpkins. And they get to do some really fantastic things that helps, you know, the kiddos on the spectrum to practice those skills. But it also helps them to engage with their peers, because they can start having a conversation about what they're doing.
Right.
So that's one of the great things about Alexa Place.
It's awesome. Well, listen, Catherine, I appreciate you sharing your story and letting us know about it. And tomorrow morning, we're actually going to be talking to my wife, Rebecca, because she has been a champion for our son, Jake, and has really done an incredible job.
That's fantastic.
And so, you know, just hearing these stories, I think, is good for people and helps us to be able to raise more money and awareness.
Absolutely. And I think you nailed it on the head when you said awareness, because I think the more parents that know about this fantastic program, especially with kids on the spectrum, but also kids that are typically developing kiddos as well, because then it helps them have a strong sense of other kids and the differences in how they learn and how they, you know, perceive life too. So it really works both ways, and that's one of the great things about Alexa Place. So I'm really glad that you're doing this and bringing in awareness, because I really think it awareness is key. It really is.
There you go. Well, thank you, Catherine. I appreciate it, and thank you for calling in. We
thank
appreciate
so
it very much. You got it. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye-bye.
That's Catherine Snyder, and she's got a son, Matthew, with autism, who's 4. My son is 4, has autism. And that's what we're doing this for. The reason that we're on the air for 28 straight hours is to raise money for our little bubs and for kids like him and kids that have autism, and for Rady Children's Hospital and what they do in their Autism Discovery Institute. Autism is a huge thing in the United States right now. It's one out of 110 kids are diagnosed with autism. Between 03 and 06, 57% increase in autism in our country. 4 times more prevalent in boys than girls. The exact cause of autism, we don't know. But you raise money, you put together money like this, and, you know, you can make an impact with it. And so that's why I definitely want you to help us if you can. We have raised $8,754 so far.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and that's good. That's good.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I do too. But what I here's the thing. If you're listening right now, please go to MikeyShow.com. MikeyShow.com. Every single person that has contributed to the $8,754 has ownership of something big. You have ownership of something big. You have made an eternal impact. You've done something here on earth that you will be able to carry with you. And that's what's important. So go to MikeyShow.com right now. And if you want to, you can even text, and they'll walk you through the process. It's very easy. You just text Jake at MOGIV.com, Jake at MOGIV.com. And in the body of the message on your text, just put the amount you want to donate. You can donate $5. Just type 5 and press send. Type 10 and press send. 20 and press send. If you have the means, press 1,000. And press send. Punch in 1,000 and press send. That would be fantastic.
Oh, so awesome.
I would love it if there's somebody listening right now and you're a millionaire or you are a professional ball player or you are a professional musician or you are a CEO of a company and you're listening right now and maybe you feel like I'm talking to you. And I'm somehow reaching your heart. Will you please go to MikeyShow.com? Because I'm telling you, you will be rewarded for it. If not here, eternally, you will be rewarded for it. Go to MikeyShow.com. And you'll see it says donate now. And you go there. And there's even items that you can bid on. You know, we're doing a dinner at my house with the Mikey Show. And it's going to be really, really cool. It's going to be dinner at my place. Pamplemousse is going to provide food. And we're going to be there. And it's going to be a fun night. The bidding on that is at $1,500. And we would like to see it go much, much higher than that. Right now, the bid is for $1,500. And Jeffrey, the guy that's going to come from Pamplemousse, the guy that owns Pamplemousse, he said, the more money that we raise, the better the wine will be that night.
Oh, man.
Now, what I can tell you is, dude knows his wine.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
So, you know, let's do this.
When he brought that wine out when we had our first dinner together in that back room, holy smokes. Gosh,
was it good wine?
Oh, yeah. It was so
fresh
good.
Fresh Chianti.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, want to thank Divine Possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
Voted best sandwich shop in San Diego 4 years in a row, home of the pasta stuff sandwich.
Been here all day.
Yeah. Been here all day.
They are giving amazing.
Free food.
Like, oh, that is so nice.
Those sandwiches were ungodly
so
good. I had a meatball one with
spaghetti
the pasta
and
in
meatball.
It, and then I had a chicken, like a fettuccine Alfredo sandwich.
It's crazy.
You
they
did?
Hollow, they
yeah,
hollow
you ever
out the bread.
Fat pig?
Yeah, they hollow out the bread and then it fits inside. It's so easy to eat.
Oh, it's so easy to eat.
You ever just give up and just eat everything?
Well, anyway, thank you so much to the Divine Possibilities folks. They have been so cool. Also, Illyissimo, the pure pleasure of Illy Coffee to go. They got three flavors. Illyissimo is really, really good. You're going to love it. If you love coffee, you're going to love it.
Mm.
For those who demand excellence, there is only one coffee.
There is only one.
Only one coffee. Illyissimo.
Speaking of coffee, Will just telling me that an M1 called and offered her Starbucks card, gave us a number if we want anything.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, nice. Wow. So they close at 9.
Sweet.
My stomach hurts.
And she said, I know you guys are awake, so here's my number. You guys can get whatever you want.
Oh.
I know.
No? You know what? If you guys want something, go ahead. I'm telling you, I don't start the caffeine till later.
I'm good for now.
I feel all right
for now, but
might need to go.
Movie start at 10.
Do some business. Anybody got a newspaper?
570.
Yeah.
1949. Let's take some calls. We're doing like an advice thing, and I love that. M1 Grow Up Facebook. It's M1 Grow Up Facebook from National City. What's up?
It's M1 Grow Up Facebook Kitties.
Grow Up Facebook Kitties?
Yeah, if you're a grown up, don't be on Facebook.
That's a statement right
there. Yeah, that's a major statement.
Big one.
Yeah, it is. Mikey, this question is for you. I've been involved with my girlfriend for going on about 3 years, and she's become a little bit religious, and, you know, I've tried my hardest. I have a little bit of a drinking problem, and I've tried my hardest to get over that, and she just recently went on a religious retreat. Now I'm wondering, do you think
it... I get it.
If me changing my ways and her going on the religious retreat is an excuse for her to leave me, you know, is it, I don't know, I'm just saying, is it bad for me not to follow her because I love her, or is it bad for her to follow God and leave me?
It's probably good for her to leave you. You sound like you're drinking right now, and I'm just being honest with you. It's probably good for her. It's probably good for her to leave you. My wife left me when she was my girlfriend. She left me. It's the best thing that she could have done for her and for me. Because the drinker and an alcoholic doesn't stop drinking unless they experience pain and consequence. Pain and consequence is the only thing that makes a person want to stop drinking. Otherwise, you just keep doing it.
I've had the pain and consequence, and it's true, you know. I mean, you don't know what you got until you lose it, and
You haven't had enough pain and consequence because you're drinking right this second. So you haven't had it enough. You're willing to keep going, and you will. Eventually, she'll probably dump you, and then it's going to hurt bad. And then
she has.
She already dumped you.
She has, but not for those reasons. She has because, you know, she's been through her personal issues, and I've been through my personal issues, and, I mean, we've dealt with it, you know, but, I mean, the thing is...
That'll take something else in. I mean, if she's dumped you and, you know, you're still drinking, which you are, then it wasn't enough. The girlfriend leaving it enough. It's going to be something else. Something else will happen. You know, for me, it was my dad... calling me over to his house and crying, saying, I'm not going to talk to you unless you stop drinking. And it was, for me, it was shutting, you know, phones off and closing drapes and taking sleeping pills to go to sleep, knowing I was going to die. For me, it was, you know, my now wife, then girlfriend, saying, I'm done. I'm not going to do this with you anymore.
Yeah, and I feel that, you know, I feel that. I hear that from Jay, you know, Jay always says that, you know, there's only one, you know, soulmate for everybody, you know, and I feel that, and that's her. That's her for me, you know. And it's like, you know, I mean, it's like I've
you're not going to stop drinking for her, though. You only stop drinking because you want to stop drinking.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly the thing, that you don't stop doing something for anybody else.
Right.
You stop doing that thing for yourself.
Yeah.
And, you
know, all right.
And, I mean, listening to you is like it's like a big eye opener. You know, you found your soulmate. Jay found his soulmate. Wiz found his soulmate.
You know what though, bro? This is not a conversation about soulmates. This is not a conversation about soulmates. This is a conversation about you, and it's about you getting sober. So that's all. I mean, it's not about forget the girl. You're not gonna have any girl. Forget her. You're not going to have her. You're not going to have any girl till you get clean, till you get sober. So the conversation has nothing to do with soulmates and girls and all that. Forget it. You have to get sober before any of that takes place. Or, you know, you could throw all that stuff out the window unless you're sober. Unless you're sober, you can throw girlfriends, wives, kids, jobs, flush it down the toilet. It's none of it's going to happen. If you are a drunk, and I'm telling you, I am an alcoholic to my core. I'm an addict to my core. And I can tell you from experience, You're not going to stop unless you experience pain and consequence, and you're not going to have any of those relationships and any of those things until you quit. And the only thing that makes you quit is pain. And the reason is because it feels good to be drunk. You know, it's, you know, you're all numbed out and everything. So you don't stop until you get a DUI or your girlfriend leaves or whatever. I love you and I wish you the best, brother. Thank you for the call.
Good luck,
tough.
Dude.
Good luck.
Yeah.
It's tough. M1 Tally from North Park. Are you there, Tally? We lost Tally. How about M1 Rick? You there, Rick?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You're calling from North Park, too.
Yeah. Well, on a lighter note, my birthday's on a Monday.
Huh?
And I was wondering if I could get an infamous little Woodsy happy birthday.
Woodsy, how you feeling? How you feeling, dude?
Great.
Chargers are winning, by the way, 24-0.
Yeah, I know, I'm stoked.
You ever
great.
Throw two shutouts back-to-back real good? Let's hope they do. That's filthy.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Their defense.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
That'd be pretty awesome.
I can try.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's been a long
maybe
time.
Maybe a low version.
Wait, tell us, what's Rick? That's it. Okay.
Wait a minute. Rick. Let me get you in the right tune. Hang on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
oh, well.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, man.
There you go, Rick.
All right.
Congratulations. Hey, happy birthday, pal.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Get some.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
That was a great laugh.
What'd you say?
Seeing her do the creepy thing in the microphone,
I know,
kills me. Yeah. She gets right on it.
She gets right
on it. And she turns her head to the side, and she like almost goes cross-eyed.
That's the way you do it, Sienna.
I learned about watching Jay.
That's right.
I learned it from watching you.
M1 Tori from El Cajon.
Hey, I wanted to ask Woods how his ear is doing, because I pierced my own ear, and I'm only 13.
Wow. Sorry.
My ear is fine. It's fine. I took the earring out, and my wife's looking at me going, what? You didn't hear that. They pierced my ear this morning.
Show
oh, yeah.
Where's the bag?
I threw it away.
Oh,
what?
I threw it away. They pierced my ear this morning. I figured it would be a gun. It wasn't a gun. It was a long needle, and they pierced my right ear, and there's a hole, a bloody hole there. And it feels fine. It's actually good. I took the earring out hours ago. So
yeah.
And I'm about as tough as a 13-year-old girl, apparently. Maybe even less.
Maybe like a 4-year-old girl.
Maybe like a 5-year-old girl.
We went out into the hallway, and Woods goes, it freaking hurt, dude.
No, no.
Real bad, dude.
Is it bleeding? They just take shrapnel real good. All day.
Just take them on the team.
Every day.
Put on this band.
Make sure you keep it clean, Tori.
Yeah. I pierced it about a month ago and it's doing okay.
You do it with a needle?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Tough.
You did it by yourself?
Did your parents freak out?
My dad doesn't know, but my mom found out about 2 weeks ago when she sat on my bed and she just like was like, what is that? And I was just nothing.
Man. I have friends that did stuff like that. Like one of my friends got a few tattoos in high school. Her parents still don't, no idea to this day. She's 25.
That's all we did at clubs. We would take a safety pin and we would push needles through your
clubs.
We'd be at the clubs. We'd be out clubbing.
Oh my god,
It's like clubbing in Texas. Yep.
Yeah, we had a needle. Let's pierce our ear.
Y'all want to go clubbing? Y'all want to go down Dallas? Go clubbing.
Hey, Jasper.
Punch him through.
Hey Jasper, you want to go clubbing?
We go to the Horse and Gun Club. We just say light them up.
Do 13-year-old little girls ever hide stuff from their parents?
Yeah.
Real good, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Day we shuttle up to old Nelly, and then we go down to the club.
Betsy. Or they call it bar hopping.
Yeah, bar hopping. We did some bar hopping.
That's what they call it where I'm from.
College jumping in the cell.
Yeah. It was great.
Get some.
Sometimes we'd be lasso and cattle, and I'd break out my flask, and we'd go to the club.
Go to the club.
Bottle full of bub. Even 50 Cent's called
Jay,
it a club.
You seriously pierced your ear.
50 Cent's.
Yeah, 50 Cent.
50 Cent's called it.
Yeah.
What about Don Knox? What is Don Knox called?
What was that one? Peanut Eddie?
You know what we should play?
M&M's?
M&M's. That old M&M's. You know what we should play?
What?
Are you going to suggest something without talking to me about
running it by you?
Yes. Hey, Mike, why don't you play that parody song from 4 years ago that we don't have in the system anymore?
I was going to say, we should play buzzwords.
What about kazoo that tune? I'll throw out net games, too, if you're going to do it.
I could do that.
No buzzwords?
How about the kazoo?
Yeah.
Oh, the kazoo gives me a headache.
You give me a headache.
Fair enough. All right, who's up?
I'll go first. We got to get some people on the phone, though.
Hell yeah. 570-1949. Give us a call.
Just giving out chicken dinner tickets. Or what we got?
Chicken dinner. Winner, winner.
You're a funny human.
Hey, we got tickets to see Billy Bob Thornton and The Rock in the new movie, Faster.
Tickets to get your shoe shine.
At the airport. I got a coupon for a free shoe shine at the airport.
Y'all just won 3 squares of Charmin.
Oh, God, Elvie.
We have stuff, right?
Yes,
yeah, we
do.
Got one, right. We got one wing from Church's Chicken.
Yeah. All you can eat buffet up here in the Mikey Show.
Holy cow. Holy
San Diego.
We got a meatball from Hometown Buffet.
We got roller skating passes.
It's front of engagement. Oh, wait, those are expired. Hang on.
Free shoe rental at the bowling alley.
You got to pay for your skate rental. But.
Well, yeah. you pay for the left, yeah. But you get the right for free.
Holy crap, LMB. Slave.
Holy
oh,
no.
Man.
San Diego International Auto Show.
Oh, that is a good prize.
That is good. In fact, my friend Amy wanted to call about it. She runs the San Diego International Auto Show.
Killer.
And I will be there because I love it so much. Is there seconds on the
massage? I want a second.
Seconds?
Yeah, on the massage.
Yeah, make it
a second. I want to do it
again. How are your hands, Marcy?
I'm doing good.
Are you sure? Because you can tell us no.
I had a 10-hour day yesterday and I did 7 massages in a row.
Oh, my gosh. She's like, no, I'm fine. You know, more than willing.
Oh, my God. Because I'm serious. You can say no to us.
You can say.
But we're very convincing.
570-1949.
My brosif is in the studio.
Oh.
Mine too.
Massage real good.
Tipsy Crow's on their way down.
Brad's about to get a massage. Is that apple pie here? What?
Apple pie, yeah, too. I'm waiting on the crows.
Yeah.
I got to let them in when they get there.
Yeah,
no, just do your own thing, Wes.
I'll text
I'm waiting on the crows.
All right, let's do this. M1. Oh, wait. This is somebody that wants to thank LOB.
Oh.
M1 yeah. Ninja from Mira Mesa.
Hi, everyone. I called earlier. I was in one of the races in LOB. You were so close. It was around like 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I've been rooting for you. And actually, I'm calling because... So I'm trying to wrap it up because I'm an M1 and I want to get to the point. But I'm a recent relocator to San Diego, and one of the shows that got me into your show was around May when LOB had a very sensitive heart-to-heart, and I won't make you rehash it, but I emailed you on Facebook about it. Do you remember?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, so it was when you, you had an emotional time explaining why you decided to make a relationship decision. Saying that in a relationship you have to say, okay, well, this is what I want, and if you don't want it, then I have to make a choice, right?
You have to put yourself first.
Yeah, and so, but at the time when I first listened to it, I was moving down here with my boyfriend, and everything was grand, and I love San Diego, and since then I decided that, you know, I want kids, and I want a marriage, and he doesn't, and, I kind of shared that with her, and I wanted to listen to the podcast again, and she told me the date, and of course I was ridiculously silly, and I listened to it at work, and I was like crying at work.
I know.
And I just told her that, you know, like, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. But I was really glad that... Sorry, and I'm crying now.
Oh, I'm crying now.
It's okay.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what I was going to do, but, like, I loved Woods. You said something that, like, really got to me was that... God, I can't, I'm crying.
It's all right.
It's okay.
We've all been there.
Yeah, we have
Every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we will
be
again tonight.
I had the same exact thing.
I cried earlier because I had to get in a box.
That's
makes
true.
Me feel any better.
No, you said something that, like, you know, like, it's easier to stay. And at first, like, everyone's like, you know, maybe not, like, it's, you know, like, no, it's hard to stay. But no, it's easier to stay. Like, we live together, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, like, dividing up things and, saying, well.
It's a word.
It's so hard. Yeah.
And it's so easy to, like, just, like, be, you know, and to kind of say, well, it's a work day, and I come home, and there's somebody there.
Yep.
And so, long story, sorry, short, I kind of brought it up, like, a month ago and said, you know, like, I know that you don't want this, and I don't want to ever, ever, ever make someone, like, fake it, you know?
Yeah.
Or say, okay, well, I want it for a while, and, you know, like, let's just keep doing this because it's easy and it's fun. But I said, you know, like, I don't even know if I want that with you, but I want someone who wants that.
Wow.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And I thank God he's honest, and he said, well, I don't think I'm ever going to want that. And so I kind of sat with that, and I'm in a field where I don't make a lot of money, so I was kind of in a, like, a bad situation, and we're friendly. It's not like it's a bad, you know, like we're, like, throwing dishes or anything.
Yeah, different needs and wants.
Yeah, and so, but the good news is that just this past week, I found a new place, and I'm moving out.
That's great.
Good for you.
It's really tough pill to swallow to find out that the person you want something so badly with doesn't want the same thing.
Yeah, it's hard not to say, well, isn't it me? Like, you know, like, couldn't.
No, it's all about him. It's all
that's
about
him
wanting what he wants.
I know, and I know that I'm not a dumb girl. I'm not, like, whoever says, you know, like, you know, I'm going to fight for a guy or, like, fool him, or I'm never that person.
Right.
Just imagine that because of what you just did and looking for a place and everything, pretty soon, you know, one day you'll be able to hold a baby and have a wedding and the stuff that you've always wanted, you know, and it's not worth giving that up.
Like, I went through a phase where I was like, I don't even know if I want that, you know, like, it's so mainstream, and I'm kind of, like, a rebellious LOB-ish kind of type of
person. Plebeian wedding.
I know
plebeian
exactly
child.
What you mean.
Yeah,
well, listen, there's going to be a day where you are going to be on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
And most likely, this honeymoon is not going to be with this guy. But you're going to be looking at your husband, and you're going to be thinking to yourself about this conversation.
Yeah.
And you're going to go, wow, that seems like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, seems like a distant memory.
Mm-hmm.
But what's crazy, and the reason why, like, I have never been, like, a radio station follower anyway. And it's crazy, like, you know, I know that you guys are putting on the show and a lot of people are listening and listening all day long, and it's just like, it's so weird that you guys are, like, doing this for me. And I mean, obviously I did it for me, but I think it's pretty fantastic, and that must make you guys feel good, because I work in a field where I work in education, and so people always say, okay, you go into it for helping people, but you guys must feel like every now and then, I know Ding Dong Sing Along is not people, but you guys do. I mean, you're a part of people's lives. And
It's wild. It's such a wild...
it's wild to have thousands of friends and you haven't met personally.
Probably once a day, I will grab Jamie and I'll bring her over the computer and say, look at this email I got from this guy that says, for example, the band that I love, there's a cover band here in San Diego, the guys from One Louder, great cover band. And when I met them, the guy goes, Woodsy, dude, I have a job that, he's like, I don't really dig it that much, man. It's just a job. You know, he goes, I get out of bed and I get in the car, and it's my favorite thing to do is to turn your guys' show on. He goes, you make my day better, and you start me in that right frame of mind. And I'm just sitting there, and we're 3 months in at this point, and I'm like, holy crap. I thought we were just we're like buddies in here having fun. But some of the stuff helps, man, and it's awesome for me. It's my favorite part of the job.
Well, listen, I Ninja, I'm so glad that things are on the upturn for you, and
good for you, man. Yeah. You did something that's so hard, and you—I mean, you did the right thing.
Well, and Mikey, I mean, something that you said too, I remembered, and you said, you know, like no matter what, whatever happens from now on is good.
Yep.
You know, and if he didn't make that choice, if he didn't say, "I'm not going to just go along with the flow and pretend that everything's cool," then you can't say that. But if you say, you know, "I want what I want, and I'm going to. I deserve it, and I'm going to go for it."